This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that providing the best possible education to daughters is the most effective way to promote women-led development. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Teachers Awards 2025 in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that girls' education should be accorded the highest priority. She added that investment in daughters' education is a priceless contribution to the development of families, society, and the nation. The president expressed happiness that the gross enrollment ratio of girls in higher education has shown a significant rise in recent years. The president said, "Education empowers individuals, enabling children from the weakest backgrounds to achieve remarkable progress." She said, "Just like food, clothing and shelter, education is essential for a person's dignity and security." President Murmu highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 lays special emphasis on making education more accessible and seamless at the school level.
Rashtriya Shiksha Niti ka uddeshya hai ki Bharat ek global knowledge superpower bane. Iske liye ye anivarya hai ki hamari shikshakon ki pehchan विश्व के सर्वश्रेष्ठ शिक्षकों के रूप में हो. स्कूल एजुकेशन, हायर एजुकेशन और स्किल एजुकेशन, शिक्षा के इन तीनों क्षेत्रों में हमारी संस्थानों और शिक्षकों को बढ़ चढ़कर योगदान देना है. इस दिशा में हमारे शिक्षण संस्थान और शिक्षक आगे बढ़ रहे हैं, लेकिन अभी हमें बहुत आगे जाना है. मुझे विश्वास है कि हमारे शिक्षकगण अपने निर्णायक योगदान से भारत को ग्लोबल नॉलेज सुपर पावर के रूप में प्रतिष्ठित करेंगे.
The reduction in goods and services tax, GST, on several items announced by the central government recently has brought relief to various sections of society. From homemakers to students and farmers, people across the country are welcoming the move as a step towards easing everyday financial burdens and promoting inclusive growth. The GST Council on the 3rd of this month simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. An additional slab of 40% has been introduced for select items including tobacco and luxury items. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. Vaibhav, a class 8 student from Mumbai, thanked the centre for waiving off GST on educational items.
The central government has waived off GST on education items like notebooks, stationery, maps, charts, and all these items will get cheaper. I think it's a great move by the government. It will certainly help children from the weaker sections of society. I would like to thank the government.
A farmer from Maharashtra, Navnath Desai, thanked the central government wholeheartedly for reducing taxes on tractors, fertilizers, agricultural tools and irrigation equipment.
मेरा नाम नवनाथ देसाई. केंद्र सरकार ने अभी ट्रैक्टर, खाद, खेती के औजार और सिंचाई के सामान पर टैक्स कम कर दिया है. मैं किसान होने के नाते इसमें मेरा और मेरे किसान भाइयों का खर्चा काफी कम होगा और हमारी आमदनी और बचत बढ़ेगी, इसलिए मैं बड़े दिल से सरकार का धन्यवाद देता हूँ.
टीचर्स डे इज बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड थ्रू आउट द कंट्री टुडे. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of Teachers' Day. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvanam today. Thiruvanam is the biggest festival in Kerala and the entire state is in a festive mood for the last couple of days. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Onam. Eid Milad un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences are being held, highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organised to mark the occasion. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The Met Department forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Saurashtra, Kutch and Madhya Pradesh today. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is expected over several parts of the country, including Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.